Next item is subdivision 2005-13, Lynn and Karen McCauley, McCauley Estates as a preliminary.
Passing down a copy of the revised record or preliminary plan on February 9th of this year, the commission granted conceptual approval for a 46-lot subdivision with six conditions. One of the conditions was that the applicant submit a revised preliminary plan that must reflect a design that is superior to a standard subdivision, including a provision for more open space and provided bus stop at the entrance and a playground. The revised plan that I sent down deletes the original lot number one, and it's been converted into open space with a tot lot, and they've also provided a bus stop located on that lot.
This one's based on the half acre lot sizes, right?
Correct.
Just one thing, I just wanted to remind the commission that since we see two types of clustered subdivisions, this one was based upon the half acre cluster, not the 7,500 square foot lot size, which means that, as I know there's been some discussion about it, it doesn't appear necessarily when you're talking about a half acre that there would be the reduction in lot area or maybe the increase in open space that you see with the smaller size lots, just to keep that in mind. Just the way that ordinance is worded, it's sometimes difficult to wrestle with comparing the two projects.
Yeah. Basically option two.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I made the motion that this subdivision be approved as a concept, hoping to see a really different type of design. However, they have met the conditions set forth in the conception, and therefore I make a motion that it be approved as designed with the exception stated, the open space, the bus stop. However, I would make the condition that it must meet the outfall water stipulation that we put on it in its original form, which you did not mention. Sure. And it must meet that.
That was the, I think, the stipulation, at least it was in the file. Mm-hmm. One other thing, Mr. Burton, that
positive outfall.
I was going to say, just because I'm not sure what was on the original conceptual approval, I would suggest to staff that you add to your motion the standard requirements that there be a homeowners association formed, that the stormwater management system meet or exceed the requirements of the county, all entrances comply with DLDOT's requirements, and that street naming and addressing be subject to the approval of the county's mapping and addressing.
They were all on.
Okay, they were all on the original one?
They were all on the original.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Proof of a positive outfall of stormwater management system must be provided prior to this being approved.
Okay.
That is my motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve as a preliminary subdivision 2005-13, Lynn and Karen McCauley, McCauley Estates, with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.